Books and Arts. Journalism in Africa. Open Letters.
Last October, young Nigerians took to the streets to protest against police brutality. At first, none of the traditional media companies were covering it, recalls Wale Lawal. A few years earlier, he had started The Republic, a quarterly magazine of ideas and analysis, and now his readers wanted to discuss the movement that was swelling around them. So he and his team in Lagos ran a series of online pieces on the protests, later collected in a special print edition. This kind of in-depth coverage of underreported stories was exactly what we were set up to do. Mr. Lawal says he hopes The Republic will one day become the New York Times of Africa, but in temperament it is more like the protest movement itself, youthful, tech-savvy and decentralized, its freelance writers touching on topics as diverse as modern slavery or the sexism of Fela Kuti, a revered musician. The publication is an example of the new intellectual spaces that have opened up in Africa over the past decade, from long-form journalism to literary magazines, in an efflorescence of political commentary, criticism, and fiction. African intellectual journals have an illustrious history. The independence era of the 1950s and 1960s produced titles such as Présence Africaine and Transition. A good literary magazine is like a blind man's stick, wrote Rajat Ngoyi, the Ugandan founder of Transition. It helps you feel the way. He published work by luminaries including Chinua Achebe, Wole Soyinka, Ngugi wa Thiong'o, and James Baldwin. But in 1968, he was arrested for sedition after running an article critical of Uganda's government, a harbinger of the authoritarian cloud that would smother free expression in many African countries. By 2000, speech was again becoming freer, and the new century saw the birth of publications such as Chimurenga, a literary magazine that took its name from a Shona word for Zimbabwe's liberation struggle. But it was on the internet that restraints really fell away. For many African countries, the digital space is the freest, says John Githongo, a Kenyan anti-corruption campaigner and former writer for The Economist. In 2016, he was one of a group of Kenyans who founded The Elephant, an outspoken political website that had 3.2 million views in 2020. Online freedom can be fragile. Uganda's government blocked the site during last year's election campaign after it covered massacres by the security forces, among other sensitive subjects.